So what brings you to this part of the world?
So a little introductions. I'm Atossa Soltani. I'm one of the founders of Amazon Watch. I have been coming to this piece of property for the last 10 years in my various jobs with forest protection groups and also activist groups. I've been coming here for quite a long time. And I love this property. I'm also here because Amazon Watch is helping co-sponsor the camp and bringing a lot of our trainers and also collaborators to help with actually providing some of the digital witnessing workshops that are being offered here.
And what exactly is digital witnessing?
It's kind of like what you're doing here right now. It's basically bearing witness, either with audio or video, to things that would otherwise go unreported or unnoticed, whether it's an issue that's or an event that has human rights abuse or in a remote area in the middle of nowhere, or whether it's, you know, something right in your community, a police beating. People think of it as, a lot of times you can think of an incident of beating being reported, taking your footage and actually getting something that you witnessed on a larger media. Or it could be basically providing your own independent media reporting of what you see happened. It's pretty broad. I mean, we've defined it pretty broadly, mostly giving activists the tools and the understanding and hands-on experience here to basically report on the issues that they care about or doing advocacy, whether it's making a video or putting together just some footage that they can give to a broadcast station that's commercial, or whether it's producing something for an independent media.
Are there specific issues that Amazon Watch follows?
Yes. Our mission is to work with indigenous and environmental groups in the Amazon Basin, support their efforts to defend their territories, their culture and way of life, in areas that are being where there are large-scale mega projects, whether it's oil pipelines, gas pipelines, dams, roads, being planned or underway. So we work with communities in the front lines who are either fighting those projects or who are concerned about them, and help to campaign on it. We do research on who are the corporations involved. We bring support in terms of training and computer equipment and cameras to the communities in the front lines, and do advocacy on an international level. We are currently working on basically fighting some very large multi-billion dollar mega projects in Peru, in the Amazon, in the heart of the Amazon Basin, in Ecuador. We've been fighting the OCP pipeline, which is actually some of the activists you see here around camp are activists who've been also fighting along with us to stop this big oil pipeline that would basically destroy huge tracts of the Amazon rainforest in order to ship oil to California, where partly oil to California markets. So those are just examples. In Peru, for example, we're working with indigenous and environmental groups against a project that is a massive gas project. It's about a $3 billion project in one of the most remote regions of the Amazon Basin, in an area that is actually a reserve for uncontacted tribes. These are tribes that are so far been indigenous populations that have so far been out of contact with mainstream society, then and live, you know, pretty much as they've always lived, in isolation, and have chosen to stay away from white men. It's not that they don't know we have civilizations, but they've chosen to stay away from it. And this particular project called Camiseo Project is actually affecting this huge area. And again, it would be to bring cheap natural gas to Baja, to stations that are being proposed for Baja, Mexico, in order to bring cheap natural gas fuel to California for electricity markets. These are just examples of things we're concerned and working on. When we started out, we also were targeting roads. We have actually campaigned against large-scale international, what they call trade routes, export corridors. We've fought large-scale transmission lines. But lately, it has been a lot of fossil fuel projects, and many of them for California markets. Those seem to be proliferating at the moment, given our administration's bent on, looking at these large-scale projects for energy security, sort of speak, of the United States. Unfortunately, we have a different vision of energy security than Bush.
If folks wanted to find out more information about Amazon Watch, what is your website?
AmazonWatch.org is our website. And, yes, people can find out about the latest campaigns and take action. They can also see sort of our wish list. We're always looking for technical equipment and trainers and support in the many communities we're supporting.
Do you have a specific wish list in your head?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have currently looking at laptop computers, digital cameras, GPS units, even solar panels for use in radios. We just recently got a donation from someone here at camp for three shortwave radios that will be, or three HF radios that we'll be using for communities in the Amazon. So those kinds of things always come in handy. And we currently have requests for climbing gear. The people who you see from Ecuador want to continue to fight this oil pipeline that's affecting some beautiful cloud forests, some very biodiverse, intact forests. And they've been looking for equipment like climbing gear, tents, tarps, anything to do with backpack, being in the remote woods, wet climate, in order to continue to sustain their actions. They were actually did a historic action. They were up there from January 2nd until March 27th when the military came in and forced them out. They maintained a 3.5 month, almost a 4 month forest occupation. And a lot of that was made possible by people from Ruckus and also others who helped bring equipment and donated gear. And then the Ecuadorians themselves put an extraordinary amount of effort in organizing these blockades and occupations and continue to do so.
And so what can the folks do up here in reference to, are there boycotts or any other kind of strategic plans?
Yeah, at the moment we are battling a number of U.S. oil companies. It's no surprise that many of these threats to the rainforest and the Amazon have to do with U.S. oil companies. Our current hit list of oil companies that we would say people should definitely send letters to or organize protests at or join us in our activities include Occidental Petroleum, which is the same company that was threatening to drill on the Uwa tribe's land in Colombia. Also, the U.S. government has a bank called the Ex-Im Bank. This is now our tax dollars. Basically, our U.S. Treasury invests our treasury dollars, our tax dollars, in this bank. This bank makes loans to corporations, the Ex-Im Bank, it's called. And the Ex-Im Bank supports multinational corporations in order to help them get access to cheap subsidized financing for their projects overseas. At the moment, the Ex-Im Bank is considering giving several hundred million dollars to the Camisea project, which is a gas project in Peru that I was describing. So they're definitely on our target list. We want people to continue to bombard them with letters and let them know that it's outrageous that our tax dollars would be used to build a natural gas project, to flood California with cheap electricity that would basically, cheap fossil fuels, which would basically go counter to our clean energy plan that we already have. And it would basically threaten uncontacted tribes and intact tropical rainforests. So those are some of our current targets that we have for our campaigns. Also an American company called Hunt Oil, which you could trace back to buddies of George Bush. Now, some of these corporations may not be well-known because they don't have gas stations, but there are many ways that these corporations are affecting intact areas, and we want people to definitely know these companies' CEOs by names and, basically pressure them equally. For example, if you look at these corporations, a company like Ex-Im Bank isn't actually a government agency, so we ought to be able to pressure them as citizens, taxpayers in this country. Others like Occidental Petroleum and Hunt Oil might be more difficult. And what we're actually looking at is we are actually looking at their top shareholders, which include companies like Fidelity Investments and Citigroup. And we are also looking at who's giving them the loans. In this case, we're right now targeting Citigroup, who's one of the financiers for Camisea, also in order to stop the financing for these big projects. And ultimately, the work that we're doing has to look at the broader issues. For example, if you look at the free trade area of the Americas, this huge trade pact would really serve the interests of multinational corporations. It would make it more difficult for governments to regulate the activities of these corporations and would give these corporations greater access to forest resources, oil and gas deposits, minerals. And what we want to do is we flat out want to stop the progress of the free trade area of the Americas. And that is a pivotal moment because actually the free trade area of the Americas have been talked about for the last decade. And ultimately were planned to go into effect in 2005. Most people may not know that that has been accelerated to go into effect now in 2003 if they can reach agreement this fall in their ministerial meetings, which are planned at the very end of October and early November in Quito, Ecuador. So as it stands, if this ministerial meeting is successful, then the free trade area of Americas could be coming into effect much sooner, and there'd be signing ceremonies following it next year. And we are completely opposed to the free trade area of Americas and are working with our allies, with indigenous movements in Ecuador, with environmental groups that are here to calling out for an all-out stopping of this trade agreement. And that means that not just showing up in Quito before the agreement is about to be negotiated, but doing a lot of work now to pressure decision makers and to basically change the way this trade agreement is going to be, basically derail it. That's the goal. And we had a meeting today to talk about how that might be possible and how to support more of the activism that's going on. And there are groups here in the United States that are going to be mobilizing Stop Free Trade Area of America's actions this fall, starting several months before the ministerial meetings in Quito. So in that case, there's a stopftaa.org website that's being relaunched to basically galvanize the activism that will be happening around the world.
So we're, once again, I'm speaking with
Atossa Soltani. Amazon Watch.
Amazon Watch, and that's amazonwatch.org?
We've just recently launched an office in Oakland, California, and if people in the Bay Area are interested, we are always looking for collaborators and volunteers and interns to plug into our work. And having an office in the Bay Area, we're inviting folks to help us make that office to get it going, and it's just a very new office. We have a few people working out of it, and we'd love to see more people involved.
What's the phone number?
The phone number of the Oakland office is 510 area code 419-0617. Thanks for having me on this program.
Bye.